Mutability by Rupert Brooke. They say there's a high, windless world and strange, out of the wash of days and temporal tide, where faith and good, wisdom and truth abide, aeterna corpora, subject to no change. There the sure sons of these pale shadows move, there stand the immortal ensigns of our war, our melting flesh, fixed beauty there, a star, and perishing hearts, imperishable love. Dear, we know only that we sigh, kiss, smile. Each kiss lasts but the kissing, and grief goes over. Love has no habitation but the heart. Poor straws, on the dark flood we catch a while, cling and are borne into the night apart. The laugh dies with the lips, love with the lover.
A Plain Life by William Henry Davis. No idle gold, since this fine sun, my friend, is no mean miser, but doth freely spend. No precious stones, since these green mornings show without a charge their pearls where'er I go. No lifeless books, since birds with their sweet tongues will read aloud to me their happier songs. No painted scenes, since clouds can change their skies 100 times a day to please my eyes. No headstrong wine, since when I drink, the spring into my eager ears will softly sing. No surplus clothes, since every simple beast can teach me to be happy with the least.
Service of All the Dead by D.H. Lawrence. Between the avenues of cypresses, all in their scarlet cloaks and surplices of linen, go the chaunting choristers, the priests in gold and black, the villagers, and all along the path to the cemetery, the round dark heads of men crowd silently, and black-scarved faces of women folk wistfully watch at the banner of death and the mystery. And at the foot of a grave, a father stands with sunken head and forgotten folded hands. And at the foot of a grave, a soman kneels with pale shut face and neither hears nor feels the coming of the chaunting choristers between the avenues of cypresses, the silence of the many villagers, the candle flames beside the surplices.